personally, I deal with a lot of businesses that merge together. So they're in the same town and they provide the same services, but the two different names, and they're merging into a new name. And I found recently that the merger process within the business profiles has become a lot more frustrating. You know, right. like Google will say, well, you need to rename that one to match that one, and you do that, then they penalize them, they suspend them both because of duplication. So it's like the whole merger process just seems to be a bit crazy because we're trying to follow things, and it's just, well, we followed them, but then you've pulled both of them.
So over the past 2 years, Google has implemented much more rigorous tracking to try to guarantee both verification and more rigorous suspensions to try to clean up the index. The index has over the last 15, 18 years been abused by people thinking they should be able to use Google Maps as a marketing tool, whether legitimately or not. And as a result of that, and as a result, like I said, of additional European sort of oversight, Google around 2.5 years ago first started cleaning up service area businesses. Any change you made would lead to a suspension, and then you'd have to get re-included and prove your bona fides by providing, you know, proof of existence and where you did business, your business documents, et cetera. Subsequent to that, or maybe simultaneously with that, they also upped the verification procedures. So, for example, now, unless you're a long-standing business with a lot of exterior signals and Google Search Console implemented with the same email as your Google My Business, and, you know, you're not going to get a postcard anymore. You're going to be forced into some form of video verification. And even things like, again, to prevent fraud, name changes and moves have been made more difficult, often requiring re-verification, again, to limit fraud, because they have confidence in the old business. They don't have confidence in the new one. So, yes, it has gotten more difficult. A lot of that is sort of more rigorous combined with an obtuse system makes it really hard to know which path you should follow. And it really is unique depending on the situation. For example, I was working with one in the forum where a new business in the same category and a similar name started up where another business existed. The other business had 400 reviews. They decided to close the other business. Now, the problem with that, as opposed to renaming it, is that it's going to that closed business is going to retain its prominence and visibility for 6 to 9 months, a year, while the new business struggles to be seen, and in fact can't be seen because it's in the same category as the closed business, and thus is being filtered by the algorithm. What they should have done instead of closing the old business is just renamed it, sucked it up on the reviews, gone through the new verification process to prove they have a new name, and moved on. But instead, they chose to close it thinking that they would get rid of the old business. They didn't. And now they're struggling with both this ghost business and their business being hidden. So every one of these merger situations is unique, and the outcomes are not totally predictable because the way the algorithm works isn't predictable. But one of the things I would say is, before you start the mergers, one is be sure that your website is totally accurate, that the old websites are either taken down or changed, that those have been re-indexed in Search Console, that you have gotten citations at the sources that Google looks at for business trust. Now, in the United States, that's InfoUSA/DataAxel. I don't know who it is in other countries. Sometimes it's a government agency, sometimes a government agency plus a primary data supplier. But you need to be sure that this new business, new phone number, new website, is well documented in both the general citations, but more importantly, in the primary data supplier that verifies the existence of this business. Because Google, like I said, is looking for orthogonal information to verify the reality of this business. And this has to happen month, 6 weeks before you attempt to merge. Now, once you then have these two businesses, one, I assume, is at the location and one isn't, or is it at a new location?
Well, it can vary both.
It can vary. So if it's at the same location and the name is changing, like I said, it's best if you, in part of the buyout, get access to the business profile and change the name, right? But if you bought another business and it's closing, whether or not it'll merge depends on how far away it is. If it's too far away, Google's just going to mark it as closed. And you're not going to be able to recover the reviews. You're not going to be able to recover whatever value it has. If it's close enough, you may be able to rename it and merge it. Maybe.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.